WRIR, following in the footsteps of the giants who come before us and made this all possible, whether it's the folks the folks that started in the 90s. If you've ever heard the show we have on Friday called Means of Production, it gives a great history of how WRIR came to be. And though I am partial to the folklore and way the stories are exchanged during fun drives, I can't recommend that show enough to get the full picture of folks who, you know, worked behind the scenes, worked down in the basement, were doing the online streaming, or just people, like Bill Lupoletti, like Greybeard, who were DJs on different community stations in Richmond before WRIR was ever an idea. Much love to them, especially Bill Lupoletti. Got Reverend Noah here.
Yeah. It is 1 o'clock. Maybe a little over past one. And we are at WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond, your community radio station. How does my voice sound on here? It sounds a little funny to me, so I'm trying to get it to sound right. All right. It sounds strange, but maybe I'll just turn it up. Maybe that's the answer. All right. Let's see if this plays, and then I'll talk to you.
First is the salad, then the meat, then the vegetables. Wait, bring all my food at one time on the same plate. Dixieland, bebop, soul, rhythm and blues, cool school, swing, avant-garde, jazz, free jazz, rock. What kind of music do you play? The good kind.
World service bulletin. All corners of the globe. There ain't no hut in the Serengeti where my wavelengths do not probe. And rock Saturn. We sure hope the DJ is on board for some anti-gravity mixing.
Yeah.
listening to WRAR. This is Global Agogo, and this is Reverend Noah. This is not the show or the day that I hoped it would be. And so for those of you who are longtime listeners and who have not heard the news, our friend Bill Lupoletti passed away on Halloween. And so this has been a day of folks sharing things in honor of his memory. And y'all, I ended up, so random how I ended up doing this show today, I'm going to tell you. We're in the middle of our fund drive. And when we do our fund drive, what we try to do is every volunteer has to also do some other volunteer work. And I like to do mic managing, which is where you come in during someone else's show and you promote the fund drive. It just helps. A little more energy in the space. So I always look through the schedule to see what day to put myself and what makes sense with my schedule. And in this case, I was like, you know what? I want to do a show with Bill. He's a good friend, and it's always fun to spend 2 hours with somebody, you know, chit-chatting. And then a few weeks ago, he said, hey, I'm not doing so well, so I'm going to need some substitutes for my shows coming up. And I said, you know what, I'm going to sub for you, because I've already planned to be at your show in a couple weeks, hoping that by then he would have been feeling better and we'd still get to chat. And that was not the case. So I'm going to read a statement from his wife, Alyssa Solomon, who's also a longtime DJ, that she sent out on Halloween, for those of you who want to know a little more. So this is her writing. With a broken heart, I want to say that Bill died this morning. That was the 31st. Like wildfire, his cancer blazed across his brain and spine. Bill was ill about a month, in the hospital less than 2 weeks, and our last conversation included Bill's playful wit. More to come regarding a memorial gathering. Memorial donations may be made to WRAR's capital campaign at their the GoFundMe link, which you can find through the website, WRAR.org. Bill's radio show, Global Agogo, ran across WRAR's entire broadcast and pre-on-air history, beginning with its basement studio. Bill did many jobs at the station, from volunteer coordinator to bookkeeper to board member to officer, and most dear to his heart and listeners' ears, DJ Bill loved WRAR, its volunteer community, and the station's mission with passion and enthusiasm. So that was from Alyssa and family. So yeah, today I was hoping I would be, at the very least, playing some wonderful music from around the globe in the universal language of groove. And I started to put together a different set list, but on learning of his passing, decided to pull out some tracks that reminded me of Bill and our time together. And if you are a longtime fan, longtime listener, certainly please take a cue from Bill. He loved this station, loved music, and he would love for you to help us continue to do that in whatever form. But I'm losing my train of thought here. It's a lot. I will say we have a DJ list that so many people have written to with wonderful memories of Bill. I don't know if I have permission for folks to read these, so I'm not going to read them on air. But I did say that anyone who's a DJ here and is free in the next 2 hours while I'm doing his show, Global Agogo, is welcome to stop by and share a story. I know a couple folks already said they're going to do that. Love to share more stories. I'm going to play a song, and then I'm going to share my story of my connection with Bill. And to say, you know, Bill was here the entire history, as you heard, prehistory of this station. And so everybody that's come through here has something to say. Some has met him at some point and has only amazing things to say about this man. All right. Let me take a moment to play some music for you. You just heard the Global Agogo theme, which, by the way, he played from the beginning. I actually went back to look through the archives, found the versions of his show he played on the internet before this was an on-air radio station, and it included the same music, 20 years of it. So this is built from two things. It's built from Oliver Lake's track Separation off of Matador of First and First, which came out in 96, and then Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros. The song is actually called Global Agogo, and it was from 2001, Give Him the Boot. Three? All right, so let's take a listen to a song that will forever make me think of Bill. This is Fanfare Chicarlia.
Y'a tant à l'état civil, déjà l'an 2000, déjà 2000 ans au Manhattan.
cimetière. Entre les murs, se faufiler dans l'ascenseur. Ascenseur pour le ghetto. Au Manhattan, fast food, Dakar, Sénégal, cinéma de Paris.
It stopped all of a sudden. Sorry about that. Hello. I'm back. I don't know why the music stopped. Something changed on my computer. Not a good sign when that happens. Maybe it'll come back if I do this. There it is. All right. Weird computer stuff. Tis the day. The ghost in the machine, as they say. All right, we have a few guests in the studio with me. So I'm going to turn the...
Cinco de la mañana.
Let me actually back announce and then we'll talk to our friends.
No todo lo que solo brilla.
It'll be just a moment.
Remedio chino e infalible.
All right. So you just heard Manu Chao, Me Gustas Tu, from Próxima Estación Esperanza. From 2001. Before that, you heard Amadou and Miriam. That was Senegal Fast Food from Dimanche à Bamako from 2004. If it sounds kind of similar vibe, it's because Manu Chao was involved in that production. And Amadou of Amadou and Miriam passed away earlier. I think it was this year. So there you go. All right, and then we start out with Fanfare Chicaria with 007, the James Bond theme from Gili Garabdi from 2005. Now, were I Bill, you would get incredible backstories about all these artists, and I'm doing him a disservice today because I put this set together fast and I didn't do all my research, but he would have a story to tell you. And any time I DJ'd with him, it was extremely thorough, thoughtful. He made sure you knew who these people were, where they're from in the world, backstories. Just incredible information. The most organized person I've ever worked with at the station. Every show was planned down to the minute, with breaks, everything. He knew exactly what he'd play, what order, and what would happen. So, but those are some songs that I heard from Bill, I learned from Bill, and I will forever think of him when I think of those songs. Let's bring in a couple folks who are kindly standing out in the hall here. So we have Ken and Jerry. Ken, you want to start first?
Hey, yeah.
Do you really want to start? Hold on, get the mic on for
you. Yeah, first of all, you're doing a real great job because this is a very difficult task, I'm sure.
Do you want a headset or you're...
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
So please introduce yourself.
Yeah, yeah. So my name's Ken Homan, and I'm one of the jazz posse here Sunday mornings. You know, I had my shift, you know, last Sunday, but I was also one of the founding DJs here back when we were beneath the Earth's crust,
yes.
You know, and before we...
The basement.
...had the FM days, and that was where I met Bill, and so I was crushed yesterday, you know, when I got the news, and I felt like I wanted to come in and, you know, share some stories and stuff about Bill. Won't take up too much of your time.
No, please, this is what we're here for today.
But yeah, first of all, I wanted to say that Bill was a true champion of independent radio and just a tireless leader for WRIR. Even from our early days, I don't think that the station would be where it is today without him. He was one of a core group that guided the founding of the station, along with Chris Maxwell and Fareed Allen, and then, you know, the Virginia Center for Public Press. But as he said, you know, WRIR is a megaphone for the people, and he was a master fundraiser, and I wanted to share something a little in a moment regarding his fundraising talents. But man, when I first met him in the basement of WRIR, it was like the scene. It was like a scene from a WW2, you know, movie where it was the French underground.
The bunker,
like the bunker. I mean, we go down in this blown out basement, and that was where I met him. You know, courtesy of another great DJ. You know, that would pass through the doors here, Bill Ferrer. But that was the first time I met him, and I went down the steps, and it was dark, and there's just a light bulb hanging from the ceiling, and just this group of, like, you know, 6-7 people gathered around, and I'm like, what have I gotten myself into?
My story is similar.
And Bill was one of those. I mean, even then, he had just a keen intelligence, and he was always tactful in how he presented his views. I felt like he never needed to go over the top, you know what I mean? And to express his views in a convincing way. And he was just unwavering in his commitment to this station and to an egalitarian, you know, of feeling for the whole station. So and he was always so deeply and widely informed on all topics. He was a person you wanted to get to know, and thanks to his dedication and hosting Global Agogo week in and week out for 20 years, countless music lovers around the world are able to do so. And what I noticed that when I heard the news, I decided to dip into some of his old, you know, archives on Radio for All, and it's all there on Radio for All. He's been uploading them for over 20 years.
Yeah.
And what struck me that was always great about his show is how he would weave in nuggets of culture and geography and history in there. And I was listening to one yesterday, and it was brilliant. You know, like he was featuring a band from Mali, and he had just gotten back from Mali several years before, and he talked about how this particular city where they were from was the, what was it he said? He said it was the largest city in Mali that is inaccessible by car. And then he went on to describe how. And I mean, just like, who else would I learn that, you know, from? And at the same time, get that musical push from him. He's just so brilliant. And but anyways, I want to eat up too much of your time, but I thought it would be nice. I dipped back in and I had mentioned that he was a master fundraiser.
Yeah.
And I always complimented Bill on his emails each year because they were just, I'll say, and this is the one
personal,
from the
personal and sent, yeah, every year, just, you know, a heartfelt ask to his community.
Yeah, and I printed out one from last year, and it applies to this year. And he says, and he had said, this is a quote from Bill's email, "I've been with the station since before it went on the air. I've seen plenty of failure and plenty of success in the 20 years here, and I think we've learned some things along the way. The greatest success of them all, in my view, is that WRIR lasted 20 years. Back in 2004, when we were struggling to get on the air, I never would have predicted that. How the heck did that happen? Richmond Independent Radio, the passion project of a loosely affiliated group of media activists, morphed into Richmond Community Radio, run by volunteers who are a cross-section of Richmond's population. The founding generation wasn't a particularly diverse group, but we did make room, and not always willingly, for lots of volunteers from all walks of life. Succeeding leadership teams pushed to open WRIR further and further into its community. It's taken 20 years, but now diversity of age, of gender, race, and ethnicity, and most importantly, of interest, is WRIR's greatest strength. You can hear that diversity every single day in our programming, and Richmond Community Radio's variety flies in the face of pretty much everything else that's happening in the world of media today."
Yep.
So that was a direct quote from Bill's fundraising efforts from last year, and every bit applicable to this
100%.
Year.
100%. Yeah. You know, through his show, which you said, I literally was looking at the archives yesterday to go back, but the oldest I could find was 2004, which is before we were on the air, officially 2005. Same theme song, same bill, and that care about, I saw somebody wrote, you know, decolonizing your ears was the phrase, right?
Decolonizing your ears,
right.
Yes.
Right, it's just like, he said, and I saw a message from one of our other DJs, Phil, that just said, you know, he made sure that you weren't going to just play the same old from the same old people. He's like, you've got to play other stuff.
Right.
And now, of course, the station reflects that.
Yeah.
But he made sure from day one that this wasn't just going to be the same kind of music you heard, familiar, your friends, the like people that are like you. He
right.
was going to make sure, and people listen from all over the world, and hopefully there are some today listening from all over. But his show is, you know, so well respected,
right? And so, yes, bravo to all that, and we're going to miss Bill so much here at station. There'll be more tributes coming, but of course, you know, this is your chance to you know, salute Bill's legacy by making a gift today at WRIR.org and press that donate button and help make this fall fun drive a success.
Yeah, we need you to keep this vision alive. And Bill was such a good, like I said, so good at sharing his passion.
Right.
And it created a passion in so many other people that came in contact with him.
Think about how many, I mean, it's incredible, his reach.
I mean,
it truly was global.
Yeah.
I mean, whenever any of these bands would come to town, you know, welcoming them and bringing them into the studio, I mean, just, it's incredible. It was just exhausting watching him, you know, do it, you know, every week. And,
a serious dedication.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'll let you go.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming by. I really appreciate you.
Yeah. Cheers.
Yeah. All right. And Jerry's out here. I wonder if Jerry wants to talk now or if I should throw a song on. Jerry, let me know if you're ready. Otherwise, I'll play a song and we'll come back to you. You ready? he disappeared. I'm going to play a song, and then when Jerry's ready, this one is a song you might actually recognize, but not in the language you may know. We're going to listen to the Ukrainians here on WRAR in tribute to Bill Lupoletti on Global Agogo. Everybody, that was the Ukrainians with Batyar, which is actually Big Mouth Strikes Again, a cover of a Smiths song. And I love covers, and it was always fun when I would do shows with Bill, and I would share things that I liked, and he would introduce me to things he liked, and it was a great way to discover new music. And yeah, we have another guest in the studio right now. It's Jerry Williams, who I've known essentially my whole life.
That's true, yeah. My daughter and you went to elementary, middle, and high school together, yeah. So it's been a while.
Do you want these?
No. Fine. And also, some people, because that's interesting, I introduced myself earlier to somebody.
They know your
TV
voice.
Jerry. Now, yeah. They know the TV Jerry thing, too.
Yeah. So. Yeah, no, you were on the television when I was a child, too.
Oh, my Lord.
And we have a lot of folks hanging out today, which is really good, because we did ask people if they would come by and share some stories. And so I believe you want to share some stories about our friend Bill Lupoletti.
I do, Bill. I don't know. It's been my reviews, Sifter reviews have been on, the little 90-second reviews, movie reviews have been on for 12 years.
Wow.
And I think, who could remember that long ago. But I'm pretty sure Bill was the reason I got started, because I knew Bill and Alyssa. I knew Alyssa from the art scene first, and then I met Bill, of course, and I knew he was involved in the station. And I couldn't tell you for sure, but I think probably he was instrumental in helping me just get that started. And now it's been going 12 years, which is incredible. And then, of course, now I have my other show, Sifter for the Year. But I do have one personal story about Bill, because he was a great guy, and Liz was fun, and I've known them for a long time. One time, Mark, my husband, and I went out to their place on whatever river that is, at the Rappahannock or one of those names. And we had a great time. We hung out and had dinner and enjoyed the chickens and all the crazy stuff out on the farm. And then we went kayaking the next day on that body of water. And I remember Mark's house out in Briney, they had one of those, they're not really decoys, but they're like these fake owls that they put up on places. Oh, yeah. It's like a scarecrow to scare other birds away, I guess. And so we're kayaking through the whatever it is, the water. And I look up and I say, oh, look, somebody put one of those decoys out here. And about that time, the head turned and the eyes blinked. It was a real owl. And I saw Alyssa just the other night at In Light, and she remembered. We shared that story again. We had a good laugh over that story.
Yeah.
But Bill was always a great guy. He was a lot of fun, and I always enjoyed running into him in all the places that I got to run into him.
Yeah. I don't, you know, it's like, it is unreal to have this experience right now. I mean, he did get sick many years ago, and I'm sure you were at that party he had, a celebration of life. Were you there? Maybe not.
I don't.
Before the pandemic, once he was diagnosed with cancer, there was a big party, and I think it was a little bit of a like, hey, instead of doing something after you pass, let's do it before and recognize
life.
And a wonderful celebration, and it really was very moving. And then he survived, and it was in remission, and he did really well. And so it kind of felt like he's going to live forever.
Yeah.
And this was so sudden and so fast, and I guess it's, I don't know, you know, like, at least it was fast, I guess. Yeah. I don't know, you know, there's no positives, but to find some way to feel like, you know, hopefully it wasn't a lot of suffering and pain. He is the, you know, is a thread that's woven through this whole station.
And through the city.
And through the city, greater, yes, of course, not just the station.
Yeah, I mean, because he had friends all over, and of course, Alyssa knew everybody in town, too.
So, yes, yeah, very integral.
My heart goes out to Alyssa, too, now.
Yeah. To Alyssa and the family. Well, thanks for coming by,
certainly.
Jerry.
Just
appreciate you. Yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, of course. And there's a whole crew of folks waiting outside.
People waiting, and of course I am wearing my WRIR t-shirt that you designed.
I did. And you know what I love about wearing the shirts? And we have a beautiful new shirt that commemorates this building that we're in, because this is it.
Yeah.
This month, we're leaving. We've been in this building the entire 20 years, starting in the basement, then moving up here to the second floor. So we're saying goodbye to the building with a new shirt. What's fun about wearing the shirts around town is if you see someone in a WRIR shirt from any fund drive, you know.
Yep.
You're like, hey, you.
Yeah,
or you see the sticker on the car, you're like, you get it. Yeah, you know what this is about.
And I have to tell you, I love this one, because I told you when you made it, I like the fact that it's kind of got the sports jersey theme. Yeah. You said, I wanted the radio nerds to look athletic too.
That's right.
It's true. It's working. I look athletic now, right?
There you go. We both look like we're on a team. So this was last the spring fund drive shirt.
Right.
So folks, if you missed out on this one, there's a beautiful one for the fall, so you should donate for that.
And speaking of which, I'm sure some people have already mentioned it, that would be a great way to pay honor to Bill, too, is to make a contribution to the station that he loves so much and supported not only with his love and his expertise, but also with his money.
Yes, he truly would have wanted that. And in fact, Alyssa, in her message about his passing, said, in lieu of donations elsewhere, please give it to the station. So, it sounds crass to talk about money in this moment, but it's true. He would want you to make sure that the station continued and survived and thrived for another 20 years and then beyond that.
Go.
And so we will be down in Chaco Bottom next time we chat on the station.
Yeah, that'll be crazy.
Yeah,
all right.
It'll be wild. Thank you so much, Jerry.
Play on, Bill.
Yeah. All right, I'll play another song for Bill, and then we'll get our next guest in here. I love having all these guests. All right, this is going to be Senior Coconut. You know Senior Coconut? The Robots. You might know the song. Thank you.
Jadwoi Snuda, Jadwoi Rabotni. Jadwoi Snuda, Jadwoi Rabotni.
That was really cool.
Hey, Strong. Thanks for coming by.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yes, that was The Robots, a cover of Kraftwerk by Senor Coconut. And Bill is the kind of person that, you know, he would introduce you to something like this, but he wouldn't just introduce it. He would tell you about everything about who the person was that made it and where they came from and where this music was from and just incredible detail.
Yeah.
And it was awesome because you'd learn a lot. And we did a bunch of shows together over the years, and I would always come away finding out something new, finding new music I love, and having a great time. Yeah. So, Straw, tell us about your history with WRIR, specifically with Bill Lupoletti.
So, I first heard about WRIR when it was but a lowly web stream back in the day. And on...
Man, you were on top of it.
Yeah. Thank you, Alistair. And I heard... I remember on New Year's Day 2005, I drove downtown just to listen to WRIR on the FM, and I ended up volunteering in 2009, 2011, went to New York for a good long while, and then came back and joined back up again in fall 2019, and have been here ever since. And Bill... almost seemed, when I was like 18, 21, like just far too cool to talk to. just like, this is a god, you know. We're not a volunteer station, but he was such a established, open-hearted professional about his show. Like was said earlier, you know, everything was playing down to the minute. He never played anything he didn't absolutely love on top of all of that, and he always augmented every single thing that he played with either effusive praise or really insightful commentary. So I am lucky that I got to know and work with Bill. I am super happy and thankful for
the deep catalog that is still available on Radio for All, which is excellent. And I'm super grateful for you for putting the show together and for Global Agogo as a whole.
Yes, and it will, and Global Agogo will exist forever in some form. There is a website that Bill was updating, and I think it's, is it just Global Agogo? Let me hold on, globalagogo.com. Just Global Agogo. It's a blog.
Yes.
And the last update was October 11th. And it goes back, it doesn't go back to full time, it goes back to 2010. And then, like you said, Radio for All has the rest of the shows archived back to 2004.
Right.
I don't know if every show is on there, but I found the oldest one I could find was 2004, and he's doing a show about funk. And it was, it's amazing.
I'm going to go home and find that now.
I will say the links are kind of a little broken on that site, but if you do a little digging, you can find, sometimes it'll send you to a bunch of text, but if you cut and paste the like URL within it, all the MP3s are still there.
That's excellent.
I found a show on there. I might play clip, might not, but I found a show on there that we did together in 2005. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that must have been the first show we did together. No. The first thing we say is, wow, now we're actually on the air. So I did a show with him when it was streaming.
Right.
And, I'll tell you, and this was Ken's experience too, my first experience with the station was hearing about it and being like, I want to be involved, going to the basement and being like, oh, this is this what's happening? Fontaine's here too. If I remember, there was like a computer, like a PC. I'm a Mac guy. So first of all, it's a PC. I'm like, oh boy, I don't know how to use this. And then there was a 5-disc changer. That was how you played CDs. I was like, this is bananas. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that. And they're like, and then also, we're going to leave you alone. And good luck. And I was like, no, I don't want to do this.
You had no supervision.
Yeah. I was like, I don't. Whatsoever. This is terrifying. I will see you when this is further along. And so Bill was doing his show already. So he invited me down to the, there was like a little weird basement cubby section that he had set up as, you know, his stuff was set up in. So we did a show together. I loved it. And I love DJing. I wanted to be a DJ. I didn't have time to be a full-time DJ. So he would let me come in and we would do shows together. And so that first show together was me suggesting soundtracks because I liked soundtracks,
right.
and him ping-ponging. So I would say, listen to this, and he'd say, okay, how about this? And it was just great fun. And so then we made a habit of every time I traveled out of the country, and this is all pre-streaming music,
right.
I would go buy CDs. The best I could of whatever I could find from that country, and then bring him, and then he would find equivalent music to play, and we would do an India show or a Japan show or a French show or whatever it was that I could find music, and then he could respond. And it was just, it made me have this little game of like seeking out new stuff while I was somewhere so I could see if I could tell him something he didn't know and be like, look at this thing.
Just like trying to keep up.
Yeah, like, I found some cool new music. And so it was like always this cool thing to do that, you know, once streaming happened and it kind of killed that way of interacting with music. But I love being able to have those moments with him where I could bring music and say, okay, you know, what do you got? Let's talk India. But then he would come back with the stuff I had found and tell me stories about it because he'd researched it and be
right.
Well, this was actually done by this guy and produced by this and did this way. And I'd be like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know all this. I just was like, that sounded cool. And that was Bill.
Bottomless well of knowledge and just understanding of music as a whole function for the whole world.
Yes.
World.
Absolutely.
All music is world music.
Absolutely.
Like, DJ Carl says. So.
Yeah. And he, like I said, there's an email, internal emails of folks just chiming in, DJ after DJ, just telling stories. And some people are like, I just met him, but he had an impact on me. Mm-hmm. To people who've been like, he's been my friend for 20 years.
Yeah.
And hearing these just incredible stories. So,
yeah.
Thank you for coming by. And thank
Absolutely.
You for what you do for the station to keep it running, keep the station, the wonderful thing that it is. It really is all volunteers.
Yeah.
And look at what we've done. And we have this beautiful new building.
We're doing all kinds of things right now.
Right now. Incredible stuff is happening. And we are in the middle of a fun drive. It's weird to do a fun drive show. That was the reason I was even here today, was because this was a fun drive show. And we still need folks to do that. And so as we think about Bill's memory, if you're able to donate, please do. WRIR.org is the place to go to do that. Help us be able to continue this tradition and that Bill, you know, was so central to.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Thanks,
and
Charles.
Global Agogo forever.
Forever. All right. Fontaine, you want me to do a song?
Song.
Okay, we're going to do a song. This is, let's listen to Balkan Beatbox here on WRIR.